Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, joined in a studio by a couple of special guests from the Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge to benefit the Special Olympics of Illinois. Valerie is in here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning to Brittany as well.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here to chat a little bit about one of our favorite organizations, our favorite events throughout the year, one of our favorite things to partner with because of all the great that it does for Special Olympics and just, you know, everything that it goes and does with. And so this year, how many years has it been that this has been going on? Is it like, I want to say
25th year.
I was gonna say, yeah, we're got to be in the 25s, right?
Yep, 25.
Lots of money raised last year.
Over 2 million.
That's quite a bit. So
for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so kind of explain a little bit about what this is, this Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge. Maybe there's folks out there that have never heard of this for whatever reason, which is odd for 25. But, you know, hey, it's always possible, right? So kind of explain what this is for everybody.
So this is one of our big fundraisers for the whole state. It's a statewide, thing that we do for the organization. With Special Olympics, everything that we do for our athletes is free to them. So we have to get creative with our fundraising. So to do that, we started the polar plunge, which all just basically means that you jump in a cold body of water. So some do lakes, some do dumpster dives around the state. We have two, and both of ours are lakes. So cold plunges are all the rage right now, so you might as well get in some cold water for a good cause.
Yeah, people do it all the time, and not even, you know, for fun or fundraising.
Yeah, absolutely. So ask people for, you know, a couple dollars and do it with us instead.
Where can people get more info? Is it plungeillinois.com?
Plungeillinois.com is where you can register. If you want to donate, you can also jump on there. If you don't want to take the plunge yourself, if you know who is your participant and you want to, like, find their name, you can type in their name to find out who you want to donate to. If you just want to donate overall, you can donate on there too. Register and come join us. We have two different ones that we can see you at.
That's right. Touch of Nature in Carbondale. That's on February 24th, so at the end of this month. And then there's one at Wren Lake on South Sandusky Beach, which that one, I don't know which one would be worse. I would think maybe a big lake body of water might be worse. I don't know. But that is on March 2nd, so a couple of back-to-back weekends for plunges in Southern Illinois.
Yep.
Valerie, what's your role with the Torch Run and the Polar Plunge and everything like that? What do you do?
I'm an athlete and an athlete leader, so I participate in sports, and I do speeches, and I help out wherever I need to be, and I do cop on top.
Yeah. Have you ever done the plunge itself?
Yes. I started in 2013.
And have you done it every year?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
She's also one of the best dressed.
Yeah, I forgot. There's like an aspect of like costumes and stuff in there. So what have your costumes been throughout the years?
A chicken and a polar bear.
Chicken and a polar. Those are your two favorite ones.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this sort of thing, I mean, is it fun to jump in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm not so sure I agree, Valerie, but I mean, I guess the whole experience is fun, isn't it? It's the fact that, you know, you're raising money and you're getting together with everybody and you're having a good time, right?
Yes.
So it's more than just, you know, jumping in a cold body of water. Brittany, what do you do with this? Do you do the plunge as well?
I am a behind the scenes plunge person. So I'm the region's director. So region K is the 24, basically the southernmost counties. No, I will not be jumping in because I have things to do that day.
Sure,
so
that's what it is.
I'm raising money, but I'm not going to be the one jumping in.
Yeah. Okay. Plungeillinois.com to register. Mm-hmm. What else do people need to know? What is something that maybe is a commonly asked question about this whole entire thing? Obviously, where to register, you know, different things, stuff that I feel like we've already kind of answered, but what's kind of a common misconception or a common thing that people ask about when it comes to the polar plunge?
People sweatshirt. So in order to get a sweatshirt, you have to raise at least $100. So that is one of the big questions that people want. You know, it's iconic. People know it.
Yeah, right. So that's how you get it.
Yep.
You can raise $100.
Absolutely.
And you can get teams together and stuff too.
Yes, absolutely. We have, again, we have awards for best dressed. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of themes that go on. So come dressed in something super fun. Get a whole group together that dresses in the theme. And jump together.
Yeah. Now, this is at Touch of Nature in Carbondale, February 24th, at Wren Lake at South Sandusky Beach on March 2nd. That's Brittany you just heard from. Valerie's in here as well with the Law Enforcement Torch Run, Pull It or Plunge. PlungeIllinois.com. Valerie, when is the actual... I know this is to benefit the Special Olympics, so when's the actual games in the Special Olympics? Sometime during the summer, right?
We have two. One's summer games and one's winter games, and the winter games just passed. Winter Games is in Galena.
Okay.
And then Summer Games is in Bloomington.
Yeah. And that's another way people can get involved and help, right? They can help with the games. I know I did that whenever I was in high school.
Yes.
So you don't have to just do the plunge and jump in cold water. You can go help at the games too.
Yes.
We actually have more like 16 sports that we offer. So it's a year-round program that we can provide sports for our athletes.
Not just the games themselves.
Not just the games themselves.
I think that's something that people forget about too. I just kind of forgot. Now that you said that, I remembered, you know, we've done like the basketball just recently here at the high school and stuff. So, but I had forgotten that there was some of that too a little bit. So
we even got into some esports during COVID because we didn't have a way to like get together. So we have esports, bocce, bowling, spring games, which is the thing that I think most people like know us for, which is like the track and field day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is whenever we have our most athletes participate. But she does swimming. We have gymnastics, equestrian. So all the things that we try to provide for our athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. And where I know plungeillinois.com, that's the main thing we're talking about today. But is there another website that gets more information on that sort of thing?
Yeah, SOILL.org. So that's Special Olympics Illinois.
Right.
Down here, we think of it as SOILL.
Right. I just was about to say that. SOILL.com or SOILL.org. Yeah. Yeah, so you can do that too. All right. Anything else I didn't ask about the plunges coming up on February 24th? At Touch of Nature in Carbondale or at Wren Lake on March 2nd, that we maybe need to get information out to folks. Just get your teams together, right?
Yeah, get your teams together. We're trying to get 50,000 is our goal for the Wren Lake plunge, and we're roughly halfway there, so I'd like
Oh, we got to get that number up.
Yeah, I was going to say. I would like to see that increase over the week, and then 40,000 for our Touch of Nature plunge. And we're actually going to, SIU is hosting a Special Olympics night for us this weekend if you want to come out and watch the Salukis. And we're going to be taking donations there this weekend as well for the Polar Plunge.
Very cool. PlungeIllinois.com. Get there, donate if you can't make it to either of the plunges, but you do want to donate, they'll allow that as well. But if you want to get a team together, maybe a team at work, get some workers together, some coworkers and things, and go plunge, you know, a bonding experience, so to speak. So go check that out. Brittany, Valerie, we appreciate it so much. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.